The Tennessee Titans select.
The Tennessee Titans select.
The Tennessee Titans select.
Tennessee Titans select.
The Tennessee Titans.
Ready to come to Nashville?
Titans up!
Stunned 10 years.
Guys, this is somebody that also has the character.
He can play football.
Adoree Jackson.
Brad Seaton.
Jaylen Brown.
Kalfani Muhammad.
Jadu Smith.
Josh Caraway.
Corey Davis. Wide receiver, Western Michigan.
Welcome to Titans All Access. This is Amy Wells. I'm Mike Keith, and thank you for joining us for our post-draft edition of the show.
We have a lot in today's show, including Titans general manager John Robinson, the two Titans number one draft picks, offseason free agent signing Logan Ryan, and the third day of the Titans draft party.
But we start with owner Amy Adams Strunk as she made national news last week in a feature that involves the Army, a parachute, and a perfectly good airplane. We certainly have to talk draft, but I have to ask you first about jumping out of an airplane. You go to Clarksville, and you jump out of an airplane with the Golden Knights. Why in the world did you decide to do that?
Well, I was wondering the same thing, but we have a lot of respect for our men and women of the armed forces and, you know, have a close relationship with the 101st. So when General Breyer called me, I was like, took about 10 seconds. He said, would you like to jump out of the airplane with the elite Golden Knights? And I was like, okay, I'm in. And away we went.
Had you ever thought about doing that before?
No, absolutely not.
It wasn't a bucket list
thing? No, but I also never thought I would get the opportunity to jump with the Golden Knights. So that puts it in a different perspective.
The reaction that we have gotten working for the Titans has been enormous to you jumping out of an airplane. What has the reaction been like for you?
At the draft party, the pre-draft party, I was kind of out in the concourse talking to fans, and almost every single person had to ask me about it. But they wanted to hear everything. Well, how was it when you actually went out of the airplane? And all that to me was a kind of a personal challenge. I love a challenge. I, of course, was rather scared and had some anxiety. But the day of, it kind of all went away, and I was ready to go. And that first little go out of the airplane, I was like, keep your eyes open, Amy. Keep your eyes. And I did, and I was glad I did because I wanted to enjoy every second of it.
Lasting experiences, though. First night of the draft, you're in the draft room for not one first-round pick, but two first-round picks. Describe that experience compared to how it had been before when you only had one first-round selection.
It was so much fun because you make that first draft choice, and usually you're like up and you're out and high-fiving and whatever. No, we back to work. And so it was just still a lot of nervousness. I mean, nothing went that first day like anyone thought it was going to go. From the first choice on down, it was just fun, but those two were our guys.
What is Amy Adams Strunk's role in the draft room?
Well, I look at myself as just a support role. They run things by me. They tell me what's going on and what their thinking is. Sometimes I play the devil's advocate, and I may say, oh, well, wonder if this happens. What about this? And I'm just kind of there to kind of work through things. I, of course, want to know how it's all, you know, going to work and how it's going to go. But I have confidence in John and Mike. They are the ones doing the research, not me. And so at the end of the day, I'm there to question, but I'm there to rely on those two guys.
We sat down 15 months ago and talked about things, and you laid out kind of your vision. And you asked people to be patient. You said, we've got some things we want to do. We're going to take care of some things. And people were interested to hear what you had to say. And they certainly responded to be patient. They said, okay, we'll give you a chance. Now what's your message to Titans fans 15 months later after so much has happened?
Well, our fans are great. And they have been patient. They've, you know, been patient for years. And I wanted to get us back on track. I wanted it to be a fun experience for our fans. And And I think we've got the fun back in it, and we just need to keep working hard and just keep your head down, keep focused. And, you know, this team's going places. And I'm glad our fans are going to be there to see it, have fun, enjoy it, and tighten up.
Thanks for the time.
You're welcome.
When Titans All Access continues, we go through the draft class with John Robinson, Titans general manager. Stay tuned.
Hey, Titans fans, this is John Robinson.
And this is Mike Malarkey. We're both excited to be participating in this year's Titans 5K.
I hope you'll join me, Coach Malarkey, and several of the Titans players on Saturday, May 20th at 8 a.m. down at Nissan Stadium.
For more information, log on to TitansOnline.com/5K.
Thanks for your support, and tighten up.
Nine new Titans selected last weekend in the 2017 NFL Draft. General Manager John Robinson joins us to talk about the group. And as I look down the list, I certainly see some size in a guy like Brad Seaton, who's 6'8 and 3/4, 330 pounds, but a lot of speed in this group. Was that a goal, to add speed?
Yeah, I think that's, you know, anytime you talk about the roster building, the team building part of this part of the season, the faster we can get, the better we are. We, you know, we set out initially to get playmakers. We want to playmakers for our offense, playmakers for our defense. And we're excited about the group we were able to add over the weekend.
Three pass catchers. Corey Davis in the first round. Trade up to get Taywan Taylor in the third round. And then later in the third round, tight end Jonnu Smith. Three guys that make things happen when they have their hands on the ball.
Yeah, you know, all of those guys are really good with the ball in their hands. You know, they're creative after the catch. They're tough. They're physical players. They're good blockers. You know, and we're excited about, you know, about those guys boosting the offense.
Adoree Jackson is a pass catcher in a different way. He's a cornerback who made plays on the football when he was at USC. Also played offense, ran back kicks. How do the Titans see a way or ways that they will use Adoree Jackson?
His primary role will be defensively, either at outside corner and or inside corner, depending upon the opponent. You know, he'll be a good matchup player. He's got really good ball skills, really good speed. He's got some toughness to him, too. Really good as a returner as well, both kickoffs and punts. And then, you know, ever how he factors in offensively, if that ever manifests itself, see how that goes. But I think from a defense and special team standpoint, you know, he'll help our football team.
Was versatility what separated Adoree Jackson from the other corners that you could have picked at number 18?
Yeah, I think so. And that really goes with all of the players, you know, that we selected. You know, Corey can play outside receiver. He can play inside receiver. Adoree can play outside corner. He can play inside corner. Taywan can play outside receiver, and he can play inside receiver. Jonnu can detach from the line of scrimmage or play at the point. So I think the more positions those guys play or are capable of playing, it just gives you flexibility as an offense and or defense.
Jayon Brown and Josh Caraway, two linebackers that you add. How would you characterize those two young men?
Yeah, Jayon. Spent a lot of time with Jayon this offseason, both at the combine, and then, you know, went and worked him out privately. Ran fast. We had him in the high 4.5s on our watches, 225, 230 pounds. Really instinctive player. Made a lot of tackles for UCLA, and also good in the passing game. He had, I think, three interceptions last year and six or seven PBUs. So, you know, effective on passing situations, and will help us in the kicking game, and will boost our speed out there defensively if he's, you know, when he's out there in base. Caraway, you know, good production rushing the passer. He's a long outside linebacker. Another guy with pretty good speed. I think he ran in the mid to low 4.6s off the edge for a 6'3.5", 6'4 guy. You know, he'll help at outside linebacker, and look forward to him coming in and competing.
The Titans' other three picks, two offensive linemen and a speedy running back.
Yeah, you know, Corey Levine from UT Chat down the road, versatile player. He'll factor in at guard and center for us. Big Brad Seaton from Villanova, big man at over 6'8", 340 or something, 330. Ran well on his pro day. You know, he'll work at tackle, may kick in at guard some, and then Kalfani Muhammad, a little speed back. We worked him out privately as well. Caught everything, really fast, plays on kickoff cover and also as a kickoff returner. So another fast player that'll factor for us offensively.
You'll be excited to see him next weekend.
Yep, they'll be here.
John Robinson, Titans general manager, with us on Titans All Access. When we come back, a chance to sit down with Corey Davis and Adoree Jackson. We go 1-on-2 with the Titans' two first-round picks. Stay tuned.
They give it to Henry, running to the right. He turns the corner into the end zone for the first time ever.
Snap, set, kick on the way. Good! Toss sweep, Murray gonna throw it. There's Walker, that's a touchdown!
Hey Titans fans, this is John Robinson.
And this is Mike Mularkey. We're both excited to be participating in this year's Titans 5K.
I hope you'll join me, Coach Mularkey, and several of the Titans players on Saturday, May 20th at 8 a.m. down at Nissan Stadium.
For more information, log on to TitansOnline.com/5K.
Thanks for your support, and tighten up.
Welcome back to Titans All Access. As I've traveled around the Mid-South during the offseason and talked with Titans fans about what the team should do with their two first-round picks, everybody told me, get a wide receiver, get a cornerback. Well, that's exactly what the Titans did on Thursday night when they took Corey Davis at number 5, wide receiver from Western Michigan, and Adoree Jackson at number 18, cornerback from USC. We had a chance to sit down and talk with them. Corey and Adoree, or the first-round firm of Davis and Jackson, whatever you call them, there on Titans All Access. Many surreal moments becoming an NFL player. For you guys, just a few minutes ago, you got to put on your actual NFL uniforms, your jerseys. Adoree's 25, Corey's 84. You know, those numbers have history. In your case, a USC guy,
yeah.
Lindale White wore
exactly.
25. Is he aware that you have his number yet?
I text him. Actually, when I figured out what number I was wearing, I hit him up and said, you know, I got the 25. He was like, man, I'm so happy for you. So, known him just because I went to USC. We text from time to time, so he's a good dude and a nice guy to be around.
Who all did you hear from in the hours after you were picked? Who would we know? Who would be the most exciting that you heard from?
Chad hit me up on Twitter.
Yeah, Chad Johnson's Senko?
Yeah, he just said congrats. He, you know, he said slow feet don't eat, so, you know, just got to stay to it.
No, when you go out here to practice, you know, every Titans fan, every media member, everybody is going to want to see it when you guys go head-to-head for the first time. When you, Adoree, cover Corey, have you even thought about that yet?
Have you
discussed it yet?
We haven't discussed it yet, but, you know, it's just a thought. Everybody...
Right.
Everybody want to see that show.
Right.
So it's one of those things where it's a new step, a new chapter in our life. So it's going to be a great battle between me and him. He's going to get me ready for the big receivers, and I'm going to get him ready for the corners that's in the league. So it's just going to be a great battle between the two of us.
Iron sharpens iron, so you already know.
That's very polite, though. You guys are very polite.
I don't trash talk.
Number of respect.
Yeah.
You had a lot of things put in your way to get to this point. What sort of satisfaction do you have, Corey, that you made it through the tough times, accomplished what you did, and were the 5th overall pick in the 2017 NFL draft?
I mean, I'm a firm believer in, you know, everything happens for a reason. And, you know, God put obstacles in my life for that reason. And he's, you know, he's been preparing me for something greater. And, you know, I just trusted everything that he, you know, put in my way. And you know, I trust everything that he has in store.
This guy's sitting right next to you, accomplished football player. An accomplished track athlete. I don't know that everybody realizes what kind of track athlete you are. You've had success from a very young age, and now you step on to a different stage, Adoree. What is this challenge like for you?
Just about believing in myself and knowing that God didn't put me this far to fail. So when you understand that and you have faith in yourself and in him, you know that he's going to take you a long way. So it's just about doing the little things that people don't actually understand in the game. They understand that you got to work on the technique, got to be a good studier in the field room, got to make sure you're very fundamental, and you can actually win the play before the ball is even snapped. So if you know those little things before the play is going on, before the game, it can take you a long way. So it's just about having the mental part ready because everybody's physically gifted. That's either we wouldn't be drafted in the first round if we wasn't. So we all blessed to have that athleticism. But now to understand that our mental is going to take us further and further in this league.
I've talked to people who covered both of you in the high school ranks and the college ranks in doing background. And the one thing that you have most in common is they say Adoree and Corey both love football.
Yeah.
Love to play.
I mean, you got to. And it's no coincidence. You know, we both made it this far, and you know, that's just straight out of love of the game. And I definitely love it, and that's why I'm doing it.
You're not a track man who plays football. You're a football player who just happens to run track, right?
Exactly. That's what it turned out to be. I started off playing football, and I just hopped in the track because they just needed me to go out there, and I just went out there with my brothers, and we ran eighth grade. So it's just one of those things where I'm a football player that ran track. You know, I don't think a lot of track players like to tackle.
Finally, last question. Most amazing part of the moments or hours after you were drafted by the Tennessee Titans. Adora, you go first.
I think just spending the time with my family. I think that's the best thing ever when you have your family with you to experience that moment, because they seen you struggle. They seen all the ups and downs. They seen how hard you worked and hard you fought. I think that's probably the best thing, just to be able to experience it with my family and some of my friends.
I would say the same, just seeing my family light up. You know, as soon as I got the call, my mom just lost it. I was like, Mom, you're like, you don't even know who this is. Like, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, she lost it, and it was just a great feeling just to see her light up, see my grandma light up. You know, like you said, they sacrificed, you know, just as much as we did to get here. So, you know, they deserve it.
We're glad you're part of the family.
Yes, sir.
Gentlemen,
yes,
thank
sir.
You.
Thank you.
When Titans All Access continues, it's Amy Wells and the first Titans Buzz of 2017. Plus, I'll sit down with the Titans' biggest free agent signing, defensive back Logan Ryan. Stay tuned.
Our goal here is to win. Bottom line.
We believe we can bring a championship to the city.
We want players with a team-first attitude.
It is the beginning of a new era. They're going to run DeMarco Murray. A lot of room. 30, 40, 50, 40, 30, 20, 15, 10, 5, end zone, 75 yards.
I'm here at the Titans Day 3 draft party, where season ticket members and Titan True members were treated to a party with a honky-tonk flair, and they got a special appearance by country music legend Ricky Skaggs. I mean, Nashville is Music City. Everybody knows Nashville is Music City. We are the Titans, the heart of Nashville. So we wanted to give our fans here, as well as our fans across the country and teams of other fans, that feel of Music City and Nashville, Tennessee.
All right, welcome to Music City. With the 155th pick in the 2017 NFL Draft, the Tennessee Titans select Jayon Brown, linebacker, UCLA.
As you can see, day three of the NFL draft was as big of a success outside of the draft room as it was inside of it.
Amy Wells always gets to go to the parties, doesn't she? How does she do it? The Titans were glad to add a big piece in their offseason in the defensive secondary, and he's a two-time world champion from the New England Patriots. We're talking about cornerback Logan Ryan. In this week's one-on-one, he explains why Tennessee was his next new home. The draft has just ended, but there have been acquisitions in the entire offseason for the Tennessee Titans, including this gentleman. Free agent cornerback Logan Ryan signs with the Tennessee Titans, having spent the last 4 years with the New England Patriots. Welcome to the Titans team. Do you feel welcome yet in this part of the country?
Oh, I felt welcome since the moment I signed. The great people in Nashville have been extremely charming and welcoming, which I expected. You know, I heard great things about that, and the teammates and the players and the coaches and everything's been the same.
You're a very thoughtful guy. It's obvious that when you make a decision, you're moving to a different part of the country, you're going to another organization. It's a big decision to make that sort of change. What things sort of checked off the boxes to decide to make the change from the Patriots to the Titans?
Well, first and foremost, it's the organization. It's where this team is headed. I've seen them a lot last year and the tough competitive games that they played and how close they were to the playoffs. And I've come from fortunate enough to win a lot so far in the NFL, and I feel like I'm a winner. I feel like I prepare hard to win, and I want to come to an organization that's a winning organization. And you match that with the great area of the country, the great people, you know, and the Tennessee wanted me and I wanted to be here. So it was a perfect fit. It was an easy decision, honestly, and it's a family decision. And my wife and daughter love it too.
If you're doing a thumbnail, if you're part of Titans Radio and you're describing Logan Ryan, you're giving us an evaluation, how do you do it? What do you say about Logan Ryan?
It's funny. My first couple of days here, they told me a quote that I love and says, it's the show business, not the tell business. I'm a guy who's got to show it each and every week. You know, I'm not the flashiest player in the world. I'm not here to make promises or make guarantees. I'm blue collar. That's how I was raised. I'm from Jersey, and that's how, you know, my parents raised me. And I'm going to go out there and earn it each and every day and show these fans and show Titan Nation and everybody, the GM, show the players, my teammates, earn their respect.
Football is obviously very important to you. Anybody can tell from talking to you how seriously you take the game, how much you respect the job and the league. But there are other parts of your life.
And no doubt.
One thing outside of family that intrigued me, dog rescue.
Yeah.
How did you get into that and why did that become so important to you?
Dog rescue has grown in my heart and my life tremendously over the last couple of years. My wife, that's what she does for a full-time job. She doesn't make a penny from it. It's all volunteer. She runs foster-based rescues. You know, I get a lot of the publicity for it, but she's a driving force because I see her go to work every day and volunteer her time and not make a penny. We rescued a dog. Long story short, we rescued my dog named Leo. He was a stray and running the streets of Boston. He's one of the greatest dogs I've ever had, and obviously there's some misconceptions about that breed. And he came in. We've had my daughter was born within those times 2 years ago. And Leo's been a huge part of our family. They're like best friends, those two. He's lovable. And he's had 5 leg surgeries in the last 3 years that we've had him. So I was like, you know what? I need to help more dogs like my dog, Leo. And that's kind of what I do the 26th of every month on my Instagram, Real Logan Ryan. I go to local rescues. I need some recommendations in Nashville and go try to help the toughest cases of dogs. We've done blind dogs. We've done deaf dogs. We've done dogs with 3 legs. We've had dogs that don't have much time to live, but I want to give them a chance at a forever home and give a family a chance to meet them.
Logan Ryan, great to have you as part of the Titans organization. Thanks for your time on Titans All Access.
It's great to be here.
They give it to Henry, running to the right. He turns the corner into the end zone for the first time ever. Snap, set, kick on the way. Good! Toss sweep. Murray going to throw it. There's Walker. That's a touchdown.
That's going to wrap up this edition of Titans All Access. We're back next month after we've seen actual football.
I can't wait.
I know. OTAs and mini camps will be in the books. We'll wrap that up with General Manager John Robinson. We'll visit with Brian Gardner, the Director of Pro Personnel, to find out exactly how that department works. Plus, we'll sit down with former Titan Kevin Carter. As a lot of great former Titans come into town in the offseason, we'll talk with big number 93. All that and more next month on Titans All Access. So for Amy Wells, who will also have the buzz.
Ta-da!
I'm Mike Keith. Thanks for joining us, and we'll see you next time.
With the 5th pick, the Tennessee Titans select Corey Davis, wide receiver, Western Michigan. With the 18th pick, the Tennessee Titans select Adoree Jackson, defensive back, USC.